You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The drama all comes to a head, circulating around Danielle, but it's her significant other that takes the fall. Real Housewives of New Jersey, the finale after show, starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. You know, so we talked about wearing red this week, but I feel like we're both in these dark colors.
Yeah, we're in some drab colors
right now. Because we're mourning the end of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I actually forgot. I was going to wear red. I had my outfit laid out. I was ironing last night.
It's so cold. I have no, like, comfy red clothes. So I was like,
you don't have a red scarf or anything?
No. I'm not a big red person.
Yeah, well, you couldn't go to this party.
Couldn't go to the party. Hey, guys, I'm Chelsea Stark-Jones, and I am here to discuss all things Real Housewives of New Jersey finale with you. And I am joined by my lovely co-host,
Angelo Garcia, guys.
Yes.
Pretty sad. It's the last one, but it's okay.
It's the last
one. We're coming
back. It was a good one. It was good up until, like,
I was expecting more.
Yeah, the ending was good.
We were, like, all stoked coming in, and then, like, it was, like, not much.
Yeah, you know the build-up was kind of, like,
It was dragging on.
Yeah, so we have the whole rundown to get to you guys. We also have some news and gossip, and, of course, our special segment, the table-flipping moment of the night. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it. We start off with Teresa going shopping with Danielle, mm-hmm. looking for red dresses for this Sweet 16 party. Mm-hmm. And Teresa's giving Danielle the whole, like, down low about what the women are saying about her, how everyone feels about her. And, you know, it's really a clear division. And the only people that really have Danielle's back are Teresa and Jennifer. But I feel like Jennifer doesn't really
Jennifer's
know
like iffy.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Teresa or Danielle's really like, I need you to have my back if anything or to go down. What are your thoughts? How do you feel about this? I mean, we don't like it.
I hate it. But number one, Teresa's always like on this thing, like, oh yeah, no one can tell me what to do. But Danielle's kind of bossing
her
around. You see that?
Kind of manipulating her. Yeah. Like, you're gonna have my back if something happens, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and Teresa didn't really answer it. She
she's like, well, if they say something,
So, of course I'll say something if they're wrong.
But, like, it's a very, like, one-sided thing. That I'm just not fully understanding why Teresa is so blinded by Danielle and not, like, taking time to understand other people's points of view.
Yeah, she's so, like, into Danielle right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because you could be, like, Danielle could be your BFF. Sure, whatever.
Yep.
But you have to also understand where other people are coming from. And that's why I feel like she's lacking in this.
Yeah, but I feel like she's always kind of lacked in that department.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like hers and like her friends and family. Like,
She doesn't understand there's two sides to
the
story. It's one side and it's what she thinks and that's it. So, you know, they're two peas in a pod. I think I don't really see this relationship, this friendship lasting too long.
Yeah, no way.
I really think Danielle's just clinging to Teresa because no one else likes her. And if she doesn't have that friendship, she's not going to be on the show.
Oh, you can tell Danielle's holding on so tight. Like when she's talking to her, she's trying to convince her to like stay friends with her. Like every single conversation.
Yeah. So, I mean, that first scene kind of just lays down the foundation for how the rest of this episode kind of goes. Mm-hmm. We did have some light moments. It's like Jackie taking her mom to get her hair done and
glamorized.
A little makeover. I thought that was really sweet.
Well, the mom was like, oh, like why'd she look like that?
Jackie kind of made a comment that like her mom always wanted to be taken seriously more as like a business person. So she didn't want to be like glammed up and have people like look at her for her looks more so as looking at her for her beauty or
so
like
she's just like a
her,
business
you know,
mongol or something.
I don't know, but like, and I think also once you get to a certain age at times, like you just kind of let go of yourself,
you just enjoy it.
You know you have grandkids, you have other things you're focusing on. And I kind of think that's like where her mom was, where it's just like, and women in general like would rather take care of others than take care of themselves.
Yeah, no, but that's not bad, but like she, I don't know. She, yeah. Like, you got to put a little bit of effort in. You know what I mean? You
and she, her little comment was like, I didn't know my hair could look this way.
I know. Her hair was wild. When they did that before and after, it was a complete different change.
It really was. She looked beautiful. She really looked beautiful. And I thought it was a really sweet moment with Jackie. And then she also told her mom that her and her sister talked and that they're going to reconcile, which I thought also was very.
Yeah, she looked so happy too. You could tell that was like a genuine conversation. Like the mom was like so stoked on that.
I just can't imagine not seeing someone that you grew up with that's your relative for 15 years. Yeah, your sibling.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
And 15 years is long.
That's
if you
a
think
very
about
long
that,
time. That's a lifetime. Like,
I was 15 years ago. Like, that's a long
children
time.
Children could have been born in that span of time. Like, birthdays. Like, so
that's
many things.
That's a long,
things.
Long time.
It blows my mind. But, yeah, I enjoyed that scene with Jackie. What was that?
So they never met their kids, huh? That just dawned on me. Because their kids are, like, what? Like, 10?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Wow. So, yeah, that's crazy.
That's so sad.
That is very
sad.
That's
so sad.
That's one of the things that, like, when I have falling, like, a tiff with somebody or, like, a friend of mine has, like, something with someone, I'm like, look, like, we're going to go through, like, monumental moments in our lives. Are you going to be comfortable not being at those things and not being there for that person? If you are, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Then, you know, the friendship's over. But, like, this isn't just a friendship. This is, like,
that's
family.
A sibling, yeah. Like, you can't cut that off.
Not at all. So, yeah, that is true. I didn't even really dawn on me.
Because their kids, there's no, like, I don't even think there's one that's 15 years old.
No. Yeah, her kids are, like, young.
Yeah, they're, like, 10, 11, 12.
I think they're younger than that.
Really?
I do. I think they're, like, 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's insane.
They have no idea who their aunt is.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I wonder if they even know what she looks like, or if they have one, you know?
Well,
like,
even,
now they do, but, like,
they probably didn't even know about her. She was probably like, oh, we were fighting and everything. That's weird.
That's so strange.
That's sad.
But speaking of reconciling, Margaret and Joe host their son. Well, Margaret's son.
Margaret's stepson.
Stepson. And Joe's.
That's a whole.
Yeah. We talk about Frank and Dolores' relationship.
Yeah, that thing is crazy.
Joe, Margaret, Jan, all their children.
And Joe being friendly with everyone.
Yeah.
Like, after the whole affair, he's just
and hanging out with everyone. And Jan being friendly with everyone.
Yeah, but he's kind of a jerk to Joe. Not a jerk.
I don't
but
think
he's
really a jerk. I just think
he's
it's
cordial.
His personality is kind of like cold. But like, like Jan being friends with him.
Dude, even being around.
Yeah.
If something like that happened, like every dude would be gone.
Yeah, right. Right? So strange. Anyway, so Brett comes over for dinner with Marge and Joe, and Marge is really, like, wanting Brett to have a relationship with Jan.
Yeah.
Which I don't, like, I'm not really in love with this storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand why we're exploring it. Maybe it is because Margaret doesn't talk about her kids that much, that they wanted to show that element, mm-hmm. you know, of her. But it didn't really do much for me.
I mean, I like it because it shows... I don't know. It shows she has a lot of love for her, like, people.
Yeah.
Because it's not her blood.
No,
and
it's not.
She's still going, like, so out of her way for her stepson and her ex-husband.
Yeah. I mean, that is true. And, like, something that she was saying in her, like, little confessional was, and she really empathizes with Jan because she's estranged from her two children, her two other stepchildren.
Wait, so her real children don't speak to her?
No. So her real child does.
Oh, so she has one real child.
One real child.
Okay.
Brett. And has two other siblings.
And that's her stepkids.
That's her stepkids. And
From Jan.
And they stopped talking to her and had an estranged relationship with her ever since she cheated on their father.
On Jan. But Brett didn't.
Brett, no, because she was saying Brett was always closer to her
and
always had a weird thing with his father. So, like, they've always been
close. Yeah, he, like, clung to her better.
Yeah. So she understands it. She's like, and she really feels and misses her stepkids.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want the same thing for Jan to happen with, you know, his son. And men kind of express it differently. Like, Janet's, like, you know, brushing it off like it's no big deal. But, like,
not trying to be emotional. Like,
yeah. But obviously, that would hurt
you.
But
you can see Brett got a little, like, I don't know if he got choked up. He, like, paused for a sec. You saw that?
He caved.
Yeah.
He definitely caved. And he eventually agrees to go to dinner. I'm curious to see how it, like, if they talk about it at the reunion. But, like, I think for me, the biggest payoff would have been if they reconciled on camera. Maybe that's what I'm lacking. Maybe, like, I need to see interaction.
Well, they knew you didn't care, so they're like, we're not going to play
this. Is that what it is?
Chelsea doesn't
they
care.
Just cut the scene. but you know, yeah, I could have done without the storyline.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know
it's
what?
Okay. It adds another, like, dimension to Margaret, because then it'd just be Margaret and Danielle fighting. Like, there wouldn't be any other layers.
Yeah.
Her.
But you know what? I can't go without.
Hmm. Hey guys, before we move on to our next topic and something we can't go without,
yes,
we just want to say thank you for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. No matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation with us. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us here, and we truly appreciate you guys supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows and get involved, guys. We love it.
Yes, we do love it. Join us in the chat. Some of you guys are already in there. We love hearing your guys' commentary throughout and the comment section. I browse them every
pop in, guys.
Once a week. Love your guys' commentary. It's a lot of fun.
I do twice a week.
I was going to say every day, but I don't every day. And then I was going to sound really crazy. So I just, you know, whatever.
Just comment at me, guys. She doesn't check it, obviously.
I do. I even like some of them. But moving on to Jennifer. We finally get a full family dynamic with Jennifer now. They go out to dinner with the kids, with five children, at like this Benihana type style restaurant. And it's chaos.
Yeah. Like, how did that look too when they sat down and the whole family took over the table? You know, usually it's like strangers sitting with you.
It's all of them. Like, oh, could you imagine if the table is big enough to have like another person, like a couple there, and
Just like two people on the end and then just Jennifer
with
and all
their
kids.
Like, oh, like, and it's like a first date. Like, oh my God, that'd be the worst first date ever. Just kids like throwing stuff.
That's why you can't
around.
Go to that stuff on a first date. It's always like you got to sit with strangers. It's not going to be romantic. You got to cut that.
I couldn't with their kids. I mean, And I'm sure they're angels, maybe, probably.
I mean,
but
they're too old to be angels now.
It's like the perfect birth control, you know? Like, watching people like that, or children like that, like, that's just like, you know what? I'm not ready to have kids.
You can have one or two.
No.
She has six, right?
Five.
Five.
No.
I want five. Well, because, like, I'm going to train mine.
Like dogs.
Have one of those electronic chains on it. They yell and just say,
like, the little chain. Oh, I can't wait for you to be a dad.
Oh, it's gonna be awesome. Right when they yell or something.
Sorry, Dad. Jennifer needs that. She needs to learn how to like,
work.
Tame her children.
You do it at a young age. So they and then it's, I'm learning about this in psychology right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's like you train your mind. So like your body knows if I ask like or yell and like demand something, I'm gonna get a shock. So I just won't do it.
Well, I'm gonna tweet Jennifer to like call you for parenting advice instead of Jackie.
Give me a shock call.
Yeah, you're the new parenting advice columnist.
I'm gonna
here
start
on the
a blog.
Show. Yeah, you should. It will definitely compete with Jackie's for sure.
Get some hits for sure.
Yeah. But Jennifer's style of parenting is bribery, and she wants her children to finish their soup. And they said, if you buy me two things at Target, I'll finish my soup. And then that's when Bill chimes in and is like,
I know.
You spoil them. Like, and the kids kind of rally to Jen's defense over on this time.
Yeah. Well, it's for sure reasonable because they don't even see their dad. Even the son was like, how do you want to be a role model for me?
That actually hit me.
That's sad.
I was like, wow. So yeah, the son was basically like, you always say that you're my role model, but you're never around. And it was like, oh, dang.
And that's sad because it's like those families where you see, oh, they have everything. They have all this money. But the kids don't even, like, get to see their dad.
Yeah.
So is it worth it all? Is working that much?
And you know? I think, and Jennifer said, it took for the kids to, like, say it for him to see it. And I think that's totally true. Like, well, if
she said it, he's working on it now, right? He's, like, doing better.
Yeah. If she would have been the one to say that, like, he wouldn't. It wouldn't have translated.
Yeah,
because
it's not going to hit him. He hears it all the time from her. But to hear it from your son or daughter, it's, like completely different.
And aspect. Then, too, like, you kind of forget how smart and aware children are. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how young that one was. I know he's
14,
one of the older.
14
okay,
or
yeah.
15.
So like, but yeah, like he's aware, and if he's aware, then his younger siblings are aware. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and it's just like, yeah, you aren't around. It is just mom.
Yeah.
To Jennifer's defense, like, I don't, like, particularly care for her too much, but, like, I could see how raising five kids, like, essentially on
oh,
your
no,
own.
Oh, no, that's gnarly.
It's totally,
especially
like,
by yourself.
Yeah. So, of course, you're like, okay, yeah, you could do, like, you have whatever you want if you just do this for me.
And like, he even said, like, he doesn't do the parenting. He said the disciplinary is on you.
Like,
so
and that's
obviously
hard.
He doesn't do any parenting.
That's just so hard.
Like, he comes home, says hi, kids, and then goes up to his office and goes to bed.
Yeah. Like, not doable. So yeah, I do think I would like to see some changes, and I would want to see next season. I know we're not getting into predictions, but I would like to see Jennifer kind of being a little bit more independent.
You think she's going to be around?
We'll get to that in the news and gossip.
Oh.
Oh my God, look at that.
Spoiler.
But yes, so we get to Frank and Dolores, and this was a quick, like, yeah, this whole episode kind of, like, really, you know, that bounced around sad. Everybody.
That
and
made me really sad.
Why?
Because Frank you're... and Dolores. Dude. I ship those two. I like those two.
I ship those two?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, ship. Like you know, like, oh, like, those two are cute. Like, I'm for them.
Oh, is that like saying? A new slang?
No.
Is that what the kids are saying on the streets?
I hear it all the time. I thought that's like an old saying. Mm. I'm not saying you're old. I'm not pointing at you.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're saying, Angelo.
No, I thought
for the record, I'm not old.
She's only like, what, 87?
I'm like Marge Senior's age.
Have you really never heard that saying?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like ship. Like, yeah, go you guys.
Oh, I thought, okay.
I'll look up what the exact thing is.
I like them, but I just, like, and I do like them together. It just makes me feel icky because there is another man involved. Like, David yeah,
and
is
she
there. Wants,
and she said, oh, I might move in with him.
Yeah. So, like, that's my only thing. Like, if she was single and he was single, like, I'd be about it.
But if they were single, they wouldn't be divorced. They'd be together. You know what I mean? If she didn't have David, they'd be back together for sure.
Yeah.
They'd probably be getting back.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, I think that, but then, like, I hear interviews with her, and she talks about, like, not going down that road again.
Yeah, but her actions?
Yeah.
It only shows that she wants
they
to be
They seem so comfortable and happy together.
Yeah,
they do.
They have so much fun.
They do. So, yeah, so she says she wants to move into her own place. She's ready for that, and, I mean, good for her. Like, she's an empty nester. Like, both her kids are out of the house. Why not?
But I feel like she'll be more bored without Frank. You know what I mean? She's always like, oh, I'm alone. I'm lonely. But then she's leaving Frank.
I think Frank will still be there. They still flip houses together. They still have the gym together. Like, yeah, they still have things together. And, yeah. like, if she ever needs anything, like, Frank is literally going to be there.
Yeah.
She was actually on Watch What Happens Live last week. And, like...
Oh, I saw that with the girl from...
from Glee.
From Glee.
And Andy was doing this game with her. Like, who would you call in whatever situation? And a lot of the times it was Frank or David, and a lot of the times it was still Frank.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
So is she still with David?
Yeah. Yeah. But like so one confusing. Of them was like, who would you call to watch a romantic comedy sad movie or something? Frank.
What?
Yes. So I mean,
I feel like this guy David doesn't have a lot of personality. Maybe
that's
and
it.
Frank makes up for it.
I am curious to see what David is like. I think we've only seen him once, maybe even just his photo. I don't think he's really been
I've
on
never
camera.
Seen him.
They've like, just showed photos. Yeah.
I don't even think I've seen the photos.
Yeah
all bad.
So it is all bad. It is all bad. But what's not all bad is Melissa and her 23andMe kit trying to find her sister.
Have you done that before, the 23andMe?
I want to. When I went to Africa, it, like, really made me want to, like, find out what my ancestry is.
Yeah, I've been wanting to, too.
So, I'm, like, trying to find the right kit, though, because some of them are just, like, very, like, broad and generalized. And
are you
going
to get the disease one where it, like, tells you the diseases you're prone to?
Kind of, maybe.
That's
scary,
I am though. I don't want to see all that. I don't want to see what I could get.
I don't know. Why not?
It tells you what you're prone to getting, right?
I know.
And then what you can't get, too.
Yeah, that's nice to know.
I mean, that's cool, but it's weird.
But yeah, so Melissa's doing this kit to see if she has a sister or whatever. Mm. I think this is another storyline that I think is also like,
yeah, I'm not interested
fluff.
In this one.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So Joe is giving Antonia a hard time because she's about to go out to a party. Mm. And Melissa kind of just, you know, starts to lay down the law and is like, listen, we cannot talk like this and have these, like, traditional gender roles with Antonia. Like, if you're going to treat the boys one way, you also have to treat Antonia the same way. Mm-hmm. And I, like, you know, Joe was very hesitant, I think, at first when she started, like, you know, talking about it.
Yeah.
But I think she kind of broke him down. What did you think of the whole situation?
Well, I think... Like, when she got in his head about it, he really sat back and thought about it. He even said in his confessional, he was like, it takes a man to realize what he's doing and change for his family.
Yeah.
So I think he realized. But, like I said, he's a jokester, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of it, I feel, is jokes.
I mean, but, like, there's some truth to those jokes.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, like... And
like, it's coming from something that he thinks.
Yeah, and I don't find it to be funny when you're, like, demeaning your wife's job, you know? And, like, that's what he was doing. And you can't do it in front of your daughter in front of your children, you know?
You got to set an example.
Yeah. So, like, I was so for it with Melissa. And I've really, like... Melissa's my favorite on Jersey. And I've liked her even more so this season. Because, and she's just progressed so much as a woman from, like, when she first came on the show until now. And she recognized that, like, you know, Joe and I aren't the same people. I'm not the same person that married Joe, like, 15 years ago. Like, I'm different. And I really like that she's evolved and, like, realized, like, that she could be an independent woman and still be a mom at the same time. A mom and a wife, you know?
It's a good balance she's got there.
It is. But I do think that it's still taking Joe a little bit longer to, like, wrap his mind around that.
Well, I feel like maybe Joe's used, because, like, the majority of their marriage, I feel like she was more dependent on Joe. And then when the show came around, she got a little more independence. So he's kind of still, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I just, like, you can't, like, put that onto your children. And that's what I think he's doing. And that's what she tried to talk
to like, projecting
about.
It on them.
Yeah, exactly. But we finally get to the party. And Jennifer is decorating for this party. It's a sweet 16 anniversary party. And I wrote down, 16 seems like an odd number to celebrate. And Melania was with me, and she was like, people celebrate that? Wouldn't you want to be with your husband? And, like, I, like, 16, like, that's, like...
It's a weird number.
15, 20, 25.
I mean, you celebrate every year, but you don't need to throw a party.
Yeah,
for, like,
a big extravagant party. Yeah. Yeah, it's off, right?
And what's up with the sweet 16 thing?
Yeah, but you're having poker and, like, hookah, like...
And, like, a crown, and you're walking around with your crown.
Yeah, what sweet 16 party had all those things?
I thought it was a quinceañera when I was watching it. I was like, what's going on here?
That's pink. But yeah, so like I find it to be a little bit strange that they chose to sell, but like a party is a party, and you have that big house, so why not? I guess
the poker money with their faces on it,
yeah, the funny money. But as the women are starting to get ready, they're all talking to their spouses about, you know, not really wanting to be around Danielle, and you know that whole like she's just this big dark, you know, cloud that comes around, you know? So, what did you think of Jennifer's dress?
Jennifer's dress?
For the party.
Well, her whole outfit. She's, like, over the top.
Did you like it?
No. She's over the top.
I like... She's like, it's custom made. I wrote hideous dress.
Oh, I thought you liked it?
Hideous.
Yeah, it's, like, over the top. She always takes everything, like, insane. Like, what's up with
that? I didn't like it. I didn't like the jewels here. I didn't like the
embroidered things. Even Teresa's like, oh,
I
don't want the jewels. Like, yeah, they're kind of getting their style
it's
back
tacky.
Together.
It's tacky. Yeah. And, like, I was talking... I talked to my mom about this, and I was listening to a podcast, and, like, I think that your first season... You don't see yourself on television, so you don't know how you look.
Exactly.
And you don't know how, like, this might look good, you know, in person, in real life, or whatever. But the camera, it doesn't look flattering. It's not, like, you know. So I feel like Jackie and Jennifer, like, come season two, like, they'll
completely
have a better
wardrobe.
Idea of, like, what works and what doesn't work, you know.
Well, because they all have changed. You've seen their styles from, like, the beginning to now.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, like, that's the case with Jennifer, because some of the stuff that she wears, I'm just like, girl, you cannot.
Yeah.
Cannot. But you know what? I actually... Also, Bill is starting to grow on me, too.
Bill?
Yeah.
I don't like him as
I
much.
I actually, you know, I think I like him. He seems like
Why?
He has a cool sense
he
of
humor.
He
hasn't changed, though. Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor when he's with his friends. Obviously, he loves his guy friends.
Yeah, I think that's what I like about him. He's actually, like... Like, when Joe was like, do you have tequila? And he's like, oh, but I watered it down.
Yeah, he's got
like,
a good sense of humor
the
with the
pool
guys.
House, that's the pool house I'm supposedly in all the time. Yeah. He's like, he, like, can make fun of himself. He can make fun of Jennifer. And, like, I don't know. Like, he has a personality.
But he doesn't do it
there.
With her. Like, he's just bland with her.
Yeah.
You got to have it all around if you're going to be funny.
Yeah. True.
He'll grow on me, I'm sure, because I was thinking the same thing. He's fun with the guys. Like, when he's with Joe and everyone, he's having a good time.
Yeah, so he's a little bit more lax.
Yeah, like, I like that side of him. But then when they all leave, he's just like... Ugh.
Maybe it's just more tension-filled when it's just, like, you and your wife sitting in a room and cameras are there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit more stressful.
You're just like, oh, hey.
As opposed to, like, this big party and, like, everyone's having a good time.
And he's probably a little tipsy, probably.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, the party did seem really cool. They had the hookah. They had the poker. They had some belly dancers later on. So it did seem like a really...
Joe dancing with them
and looking like a stripper. He does dance like a stripper.
He's so funny.
How would you dance? Like, what? How do you
dance?
Well,
yeah, you gotta do the whole...
Yeah?
The whole, like, little roll.
I like your waist thing that you have going on.
My waist goes good.
Yeah.
I could be a belly dancer, I'm telling you. Like, a bunch of my friends are Arab.
Okay.
So, like, when I go to their birthday parties, there's belly dancers everywhere. And I can move just like every one of those Arabs.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you.
I'll tell you.
It's not hard. You just got to be fluid with
it. You have to be fluid with it. I am taking notes, and I will...
A couple shots, and then you get fluid. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Okay, I'm ready.
I might start belly dancing.
And I do like how Dolores called it hookah. I've never smoked hookah before. That was fun. It was really cute. Margaret, everyone gets there, and Danielle's the last one to arrive, of course. And Margaret does greet her. They give, you know, a kiss on the cheek. Which was
weird. And the music turns on.
It was weird, but it was also like, you know, if you guys are both going to be there, you don't want to start any drama, so just say hello type of thing.
How else are you going
to
act?
Yeah. So, this kind of, everyone's, you know, kind of harping on Teresa for being friends with Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think it was Jackie raised the interesting question, like, can you really be friends with someone if they're just nice to you, but you see how mean they are to everyone else? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Would you be a friend with someone like that?
No, I agree with that point 100%.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's super nice to you and then you're just out in public and they're just jerk-offs to everyone else they know, like,
obviously like, they're not a good person. Or, like, your group of friends, too. Like, you know, it's just, like, that's my thing. Like, I'm a strong believer in you are who you surround yourself
with. Exactly.
So even if Danielle's, like, super kind to you, like, she is, as a human being, not a good person.
Yeah, that little aspect of her doesn't change.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was a good question.
And Teresa might not be that close with Margaret, so she's like, oh, I don't care if she's mean to Margaret, but if you see how she's treating Margaret, she has the potential to treat you that way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because they were just friends not too long ago.
Exactly.
So it's like, how can you? And it just... We'll get that's also news and gossip.
I don't want to get started on Danielle.
It's really hard. But, you know... So, because I was like, should we get into our you know, table flipping moment? But we'll just start with this. So Joe and Marty, they don't greet each other. Or Marty doesn't greet Joe.
Marty tried, right? Didn't he?
After Danielle told him you should go say hello and be the
bigger
person.
Oh, so when he came in, he didn't say anything to Joe.
No, they didn't say anything to each other. That. And then, so then he goes and tries to, you know, they're at the poker table, try to talk. It's really not going anywhere. Joe Gorga's like, you guys were friends before, blah, blah, blah.
He's
like,
kind of stirring the pot when he does that, though.
He was. No, right? He was stirring the pot the whole time. Like, Joe Gorga was definitely the pot. He was the instigator of this whole situation.
Yeah, he's like acting like he's, oh, I'm trying to mend you guys. Like, talk, you guys were boys, but he's just making it worse.
And they weren't really boys. Like, that's my other
thing.
They
were acquaintances.
Like, they were acquaintances. Yeah. They're only friends because their wives were friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, so, yeah, so Joe Gorga definitely was the instigator of this whole situation.
Yeah.
And he was in the middle of it from start to finish, like, literally. But, I mean, maybe there was, like, some goodness that he had behind it.
Who,
like,
Joe?
Joe, maybe.
Joe Gorga?
Yeah.
No, I feel like he was just stirring it. He had this whole intention in his face. He's like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah,
boys.
He thought it was smiling. He thought it was funny.
Yeah, he's like
and
smirking.
And you're right, because when Melissa was getting ready, he was like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, he definitely was setting this whole thing up. But yeah, so this totally gets us into our table flipping moment of the night.
Oh, the best part.
Yes.
Little brain fart.
Yeah, a little.
Look at now they're friends.
Now they're friends.
Yeah, look at that. See? Obviously they're not friends. Look at that. Watch that. Come on.
What a difference 10 years makes. Like, what a difference 10 years makes. So Joe Gorga finally gets Joe and Marty to have a conversation outside.
Mm-hmm. Which was a bad idea. He said, take him outside.
Doesn't go well from the start. It does not go well from the start. Marty seems to have been really upset with Joe from Bimini and how Joe was kind of busting his balls about Danielle. And, you know, she's going to take you for all your money. You let her buy all these expensive things, like blah, blah, blah. He didn't like that. And so he felt like that was his reasoning for attacking Margaret for her looks. And Joe was like, look, I'm not going to apologize to you for what I said in Bimini because we were joking around. It was a good time. We were laughing, blah, blah,
blah.
Yeah,
it was just friends.
And he's like, what you said about my wife is wrong. And Marty didn't buckle. He buckled down and was like, let me see. He said,
Marty was taking real shots.
He was
Joe
taking
really
real shots.
Like, Joe, come on, what did Joe say that was so hurtful?
Nothing. And, you know, and Marty was, you keep staring at Danielle's tits because your wife doesn't have any. And it was just like, really, really, like, you're going to call another man out for staring at, like, what? And on top of that, you know, Margaret comes out. She's like, what is going on here? And he's like, Joe's like, he keeps talking about you. It's like, well, I'm promoting the beauty of my wife.
Yeah, what?
You don't promote someone by bringing someone else down. Like,
that's just insecurity. If you're ripping someone down, you obviously try. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you have, like, yeah, there's insecurities in that. Like, you can promote yourself and be proud of yourself and be proud of the woman you're with without tearing someone else down.
Exactly.
And, like, whatever, like, Marty, I don't even know.
He's weird,
and, like, he's with Danielle, so I feel like she just totally, Joe Gorga said it best, he's, like, pussy possessed. Like, he just, like, she is just, like, a big, like, spider that just got
into his brain,
like, is shooting venom into it. Like, I don't think this is who he truly is. That whole conversation
sounded like Danielle.
It did. It really did.
Insane.
I do not think this is who he really is. And so they're just going, he's going on and on, spewing these insults. And then finally he says something like, she's going to bitch slap you when you get home.
Yeah.
She emasculates you.
And that
was the camel or the straw that broke the camel's back. And they both just pushed up.
Yeah. When Joe went for it, Margaret saw him going for it and just put the right hand in. You saw that?
Yeah.
She shouldn't have, I don't know. I feel like let the guys handle it. Let Joe push him in. Cause then now they're going to attack Margaret for that, you know what
but
I mean?
But at the same time, it's like
everyone's gonna come at Margaret, though.
I know, but like, you don't talk to a woman like that.
Yeah,
you really don't. Like, yeah. I don't care who you
are. That was
so
disrespectful.
It was so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing for the men to like whatever, but and I think Margaret came over with the intention of like pulling Joe away.
Yeah.
But Marty just went in on her.
Yeah.
For no reason.
And what Joe said wasn't really disrespectful. He was like, oh, she's taking your money, like jokingly.
It's the truth,
yeah.
too.
And like, realistically, it's a, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like joking around with his friend.
They were drunk. They were having a good time.
Yeah.
With him. Like, yeah, I just like, when he started talking to Danielle like that, like, yeah, I do think she's pretty. Like, yeah, like all that stuff. I'm like, you're a grown man. Like, you're really going to talk to another, like a female that way, like,
yeah.
You are disgusting. And like,
and to her face when she came out too, like,
yeah, like
that's
it's
so rude.
It's just so rude, it's so disgusting. And like, I was on his side when the season started. I was
Marty's?
Like, yeah, in the sense of Danielle's batshit crazy and like
in their marriage sense
and they're in their marriage sense and like, okay, this makes sense that their marriage is like only four
yeah.
8 weeks long or whatever. But then after seeing his behavior, I'm like, okay, it's not just Danielle. Like, he's also a little loopy, you know?
Yeah, but he wasn't before. So what does that tell you?
Like, yeah, I know. But, like...
But his behavior... That doesn't excuse the
yeah,
behavior.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, this it definitely takes two to tango when it comes to a divorce. Like, that's only 8 weeks long, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So...
Wait, so how long after the show did they get married? Because they were married already for a couple weeks.
They were married for a couple of weeks, but their marriage only lasted 8 weeks.
So probably, like, 4 or 5 weeks after the show aired, like, the last episode they got divorced?
No, they've been divorced.
No, I'm saying after that, not aired, I'm sorry, after they filmed that.
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5
yeah.
weeks later.
Yeah, they, yeah.
So he's fighting for no reason.
For nothing. For nothing.
Ruined his suit for no reason.
Nothing. And his watch and his phone and all of it. Yes. Yes. So the season kind of wrapped up on that note with, you know, Marty being in the pool.
Which
everyone
I did
upset.
Not like. Did you like that? How... Throws us into a fight, and then, okay, here's the subtitles and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of expected it. Like, the seasons always end at a party, so,
yeah.
Like, you knew it was going to end like that.
Yeah.
But it did end with Margaret looking like the villain in the situation,
uh-huh.
when I don't think she was the villain in reality of the situation. But, of course, Teresa and Jennifer saw it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's just go ahead and jump into some of our news and gossip before we wrap this thing up.
AfterBuzz TV News.
You got some interesting stuff today, huh?
So, yeah, speaking of friendships, Danielle and Teresa, they are still BFFs or friends. Teresa wouldn't call them best friends. But she was recently doing this panel with Dorinda Medley from Real Housewives of New York and Kelly Dodd from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asked, you know, questions. And, so, and the question came up, why are you still friends with Danielle Staub? And she did say, yes, I'm friends with her. All right, listen, when someone's nice to you, how can you be mean to them? And people were booing her. The crowd was booing her. The crowd was not about this friendship.
Did she react to that?
And she's like, wait a minute, let me tell you, she's not mean to me. And when my mom was sick and first went to the hospital for 3 months, she called me every single day and asked how I was doing and how my mom was doing. She didn't have to do that, and that's why I like her. She's very nice to me. She went on to say, you know, if she does do anything to me, then yeah. If she backstabs me, you know, we won't be friends. Kelly Dodd and Dorinda both think that Danielle's crazy.
Yeah.
And they were not
about it.
I'm
sure they'd met
her. Yes. So, I mean, like, that makes sense. Like, I get, like, yeah, she was there for you in that time. But, like,
the toxicity
that she brings around, like, all the time is just not cool.
She was there for your part of, like, that part of your life. Now it's a different part of your life. You don't need her
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's dangerous.
She is dangerous.
She's dangerous.
She's dangerous. And you know what? So next season is already supposed to start filming next month in March. Filming is already supposed to start happening. And rumors were swirling that Jackie wasn't going to be invited back.
Really?
It hasn't been confirmed or denied.
I like Jackie.
So there's multiple reports. It's either the whole cast is returning or Jackie might not be back. I think the whole cast is returning. I don't know why they wouldn't bring Jackie back.
Yeah,
she
had
a good impact.
Yeah, I don't think
she had a really good
impact.
And I feel like you should at least get 2 seasons under your belt before they ax you, because like the first season you're kind of like, you know, testing the waters.
Yeah.
And both Jennifer and Jackie they made a splash. So both of them. So
I think Jackie. I mean, if they're going to get rid of someone, get rid of Jennifer.
I actually like Jennifer.
Better than Jackie?
I mean, she's more entertaining.
Okay. You got to pick one.
I would keep Jennifer.
Seriously.
Yeah. She's way more entertaining.
Jackie caused, like, some good fights.
No.
She's got some good stuff.
No. No. But, yeah, so filming's supposed to start back in March, and that is actually when Joe is supposed to be getting released from prison.
Poor Joe.
We will likely be seeing Teresa and the Joe drama next season on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I don't want to see Joe go.
I want to see Teresa, the single woman. I am here for it. I am living for it. Have you seen the reunion trailer yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your predictions?
My lovely predictions.
Yeah. After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, well, is Danielle on the reunion?
Yeah, Danielle comes onto the reunion, and the men also are a part of the reunion.
Okay, well, I'm calling a rematch between Joe and Marty.
Okay.
I don't know
if Marty's coming to the reunion.
Oh, they didn't bring Marty?
Well, they were divorced.
Yeah, so he's still a part
of
them.
Their divorce was not
amicable. Oh, it was like a nasty battle.
Oh, yeah. Oh. They're still going through it.
Well, maybe Joe and Danielle exchange some words then.
Okay.
I want Joe back in the action. He's feisty.
Yeah, he is.
Seeing him today, I want him back in.
You can't talk about Marge. You cannot talk about the Marge. So I've been doing a lot of digging around, which...
A lot of research?
Yeah. It's been rumored that Teresa, the old Teresa, is back. She came in hot this reunion. She was very feisty, and a lot of that aggression was geared towards Jackie.
Oh,
and Melissa.
I don't like that. Melissa?
Yes. And Melissa was on a show today, and she said she did not see it coming. That she was just at her house the other day, and everything was fine. She didn't say anything to her. And then they get on stage for the reunion, and Teresa just goes in on her. So I don't know what it has to do with particular. I don't know.
So next season's going to be another family split.
Yeah, maybe, which I'm tired of that storyline. But like, so yeah. So we're going to get the old Teresa back. I don't know if I'm liking it, because I really like new Teresa that's not tainted by Danielle.
Danielle, dude, she's like you said. She's a venomous person.
She is.
Look at Teresa fighting everyone
up. She's a spider getting into your brain.
She's venomous.
Ooh. Yes, guys. Yes. Well, it was such a joy. The season has been such a blast.
I know. It really has.
It flew by. But you know what? We still have 3 more episodes. It's a 3-part reunion.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Three more. So you guys, we will be here discussing the reunions and talking about it, breaking it down. You know, going through the alliances and whatnot. It's been a pleasure to recap this season with you, but we will still see you guys next week. I am Chelsea Stark Jones, and you can find me on social media on Instagram at @C_S Jones and online at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
And I'm Angelo Garcia, guys. It's been such a pleasure to spend my first season here with you guys, and hopefully I'll see you guys next season.
Yes.
You can find me on Instagram at @AngeloGarcia3As.
Yes, guys, and we'll see you next week for the reunion. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
AfterBuzz TV.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.